Bangkok and have been for well, I just taped anything and it didn't come out, so I'll have to start all over again. I'm back from Bangkok. Yeah, I've been for about a week now. I had some bad news. When I got back, Charlie Clark was hit. They took him to the Philippines now. And they got his owner home. He was shot in the leg in the ankle accident. And, I guess there's a slight chance that he might get a stiff ankle out, but I don't think so. He'd only been here about 2 months.
And if it's going to happen, I guess it's better that it happens 2 months before, after you get here, than 2 months before you go home. Christmas holidays, we've all been working all day. Bunch of stuff tomorrow.
I don't know what's the matter with this thing. It just doesn't seem to be working. The car's turned up full blast now. And it's just not working.
I got my shipping date.
I leave for
States on the
9th of January, so
I've only
got about a little better than 2 weeks to go,
and then I'll be coming home.
I did not get
an airplane that way from Alaska. There's not one leaving until February. So
I won't get up there at all. I have heard, I don't know if I told you before or not, or wrote here or anything, but I've heard that the 11th Aerosalt is might go to the Virgin Islands in March for 3 months of training. So if this is
true, unless I can get out of it, I'll know pretty soon, I guess.
Then now, you might not
come back with me. I might go on back and let the kids finish school and come and get you.
But
this is
just a rumor.
I really
doubt that it's true. But we'll
have to see. I'm real worried about housing, getting back there with those kids not in school and waiting around and trying to
get in another school. I guess
they've got a Catholic school. So, whether or not we'll be able to get him into it, I don't know. We'll have to
wait and see.
Of making yourself a ball gown out of one or both, at least a cocktail dress out of one. We are hoping to go one of these Saturdays, her and I and Sandy, to the My Fair Lady. It's coming to Seattle the 17th, and as you know, it's a movie, and it should be real cute. Oh yes, another thing I wanted to tell you too was when I handed in that claim, the claims officer, I asked him how long it would be before we would actually get our cash settlement back from the government. I told him I wanted to tell my husband, who was in Vietnam. I was trying to keep him posted on everything, and the claims officer said, "Well, lady, you know the Army." He said, "This morning on my desk I found a letter, or a note, and this note said that all men will file in at 0100 hours, and prepare to cross the Delaware, signed George Washington." He has a morbid sense of humor, but he said that's just his way of telling me the Army takes their time. This thing, after he passes, it goes to Lieutenant Colonel, and after he passes, it goes to his boss. After he passes, it goes to the head of the claims office. He said at least a couple months. And in case I didn't get it before we left Seattle, I was to give them my forwarding address. So things don't look promising, although he said I had every possible paper needed, and it looked as though I had really tried and pried into every possible way to get this stuff back. And he said this has a lot of weight in returning the claim money if it looks like the person has really tried and is exhausted all means of finding their lost material, they take all this into consideration. So he felt pretty sure that we'd get our money back. All we did lose was the book, Sam. I lost one Corningware pot of all the crazy things, that little pot that Lenora had given to me. So I filed the claim. The books were 270 some dollars and $5 for the pot. So that's exactly what I claimed. I had to prove the price of the books and the price of the pot. They don't take your word for anything. They wanted the bill of sale. So I couldn't claim anything else because I didn't have any other bill of sale anyway. Sandy said, oh, she came over today then after having coffee with Marcy. We visited for a while. She said to tell you that she's just wild about you. When you come back, she's going to give you a great big kiss. I told her, view my dead body, boy. I was going to fight to get you first. I was going to whisk you away. And you were mine, and that's all there is to it. Now, today's Veterans Day. The kids had no school. It was a holiday. So we had one hectic day. We read and played and sang and played games. And they had a pretty good day, I guess. Talking in the background is the 11 o'clock news. I watch this news every night, hoping to see something about Vietnam. Many, many nights go by and they say nothing at all. Hey, your little thing on Huntley Brinkley should be on. You said the 16th of November, so I'm going to watch it. The Huntley Brinkley are on every night here, and in case it isn't on the 16th, I'm going to watch every night that week, definitely. And I hope, Daddy, that I see you. Oh, I just can't wait. I have waited, it seems like an awfully long time. Time for this program to come. Even if you aren't on the program, at least I'll see the evacuations and what you're doing, Daddy. Well, I guess that's about all the news. I am real sorry I've been so crummy on my correspondence. I should write letters. Tape recorder, I get so much in. These are the bigger tapes, bigger than you've sent me, 275 feet. And I can say everything for about 3 days for what I do, so I haven't written to you, Daddy. I hope you don't care too much. I know you must want to hear more often as I want to hear from you, Dad. Journey Through the Cardinal. It is a great book. I just love it. So far I'm at the part where Stephen's sister Mona has just died.